We all have a yearning for love, but relationships can be confusing and complicated. Dr. Tammy Balaszewski says it all starts from within. It starts with a journey to center. Here's your host for Journey to Center on Empower Radio, Dr. Tammy Balaszewski.
Hello, my friends. It's so wonderful to connect with you here today on Empower Radio and Journey to Center. How is your relationship with life? Is it filled with synchronicity, support, prosperity, and miracles? Or are you like many people who struggle rather consistently with challenges, anxiety, and frustration? I believe we all have the potential to go to higher levels of consciousness and experience more fulfilling relationships and lives, but the journey can be confusing and challenging. The world tends to bombard us with messages of fear and lack. So how do we transcend those lower vibrations and old ways of being to higher vibrations and empowered way of being? Well, that's why I love doing this show, to give you, my wonderful friends and amazing listeners, tools, techniques, and information so that you can claim and experience more joy, greater prosperity, and live a life of authentic power. So just now, I'm going to invite you to do a little visualization with me. And if you're driving, please stay focused and keep your eyes on the road. You can still participate. Just ground yourself and keep your eyes open. Otherwise, allow your eyes to gently close and let yourself go back to a time and place in your life, the very best day that you can recall and imagine, a peak experience, a time when you were really aligned in the groove and on top of the world. Everything was exactly as it should be. Perhaps you were getting married or got your dream job. Maybe you were in nature or on a really special vacation. Perhaps you completed a big project, or maybe you were creating some artwork. Allow yourself to feel that feeling of ease, clarity, bliss, joy, and even invincibility. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can ruin your day or this great feeling state. Allow yourself to really feel this feeling for just a moment. This is what it means to live from your center, aligned with your higher self, and to be empowered. It's a great feeling, isn't it? So why can't we have this feeling more consistently? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today. How we can live in a more constant, joyful, aligned, and connected state. Today, I'm going to be talking to Dr. Michael Cotton, the creator and developer of Higher Brain Living and the Heart Technique. His program focuses on energizing the highest part of the brain, which in turn helps people thrive in all dimensions of their lives. He's a leading authority in personal and cultural transformation and supports everyone who wants it in claiming greater fulfillment, vitality, and happiness in their lives. So, Dr. Cotton, thank you so much for hanging out with us today here on Empower Radio.
Thank you, Tammy. It's my privilege to be here.
Well, I am really excited about learning more about this. I mean, just from reading your material, looking at your website, you are talking my language. It's thrilling. So first of all, let's just start with, what is the old brain and what is the new brain? What does that mean exactly?
Okay. Well, the old brain is the part of our brain that was designed at a time when the environment was predator rich. And whatever your belief system is as to how humans got to this point through evolution or whatever is really unimportant. The point is that we have part of our brain that is really made to keep us from being eaten by tigers. And that part of the brain, in fact, is the reptilian and old mammalian part of our brain. And it is the same part of our brain that's in all mammals alive on the planet today. And the interesting thing is that although humans have continued to grow and evolve, what's happened with those old brain structures is that they didn't go anywhere. We simply have layers of the brain that have been built over them. And so we still contain those very primitive fight or flight brain structures that are made for us to react to fight, to flee, to freeze, to see the world from a place of lack and limitation, to grab, to hoard, to compete, to take. Those are the qualities or the strategies that allow the species to stay alive at some point hundreds of thousands of years ago. Mm. Well, through evolution, we start developing these brain structures over at a newer emotional brain, the cortex, the frontal lobes, and now what most neuroscientists believe is the most recent emergence in the human brain is the frontal cortex, and particularly the prefrontal cortex. Mm-hmm. And that's what we refer to as the higher brain. And that's the part of the brain where we have our highest human capacities, the part of that would make us distinctly human, the part of us where we have love and compassion, where we can even see the project the future and take the steps necessary to create our compelling future. It's where we have joy. It's where we have purpose, compassion, meaning. And so we're basically a species with kind of these two competing brain structures or areas, the one that is designed to keep us safe and protected, and the other one that's designed for us to grow and thrive.
That is really fascinating. And I know that I've read some studies in regards to where Zen monks and people who have done extensive transcendental meditation, their brainwaves change. And the prefrontal cortex is lit up in ways that isn't average or normal, per se. So yep. I know for me, if I don't meditate, I really do start going into a lot of anxiety and stress, and I can't even really pinpoint what it's about. I can look around and speculate, well, it must be this or it must be that, but really it just seems if I don't meditate, that's what happens.
Right.
So yep. So that seems to be pretty like normal or average from your perspective?
Yes. In fact, one of the challenges is that, again, those lower brain structures, again, they're still in us. They're identical mm-hmm. in a person today as they would have been 200,000 years ago. There's no change in that part of the brain. What's changed is the layers that's been built over that. And that part of the brain, because it's been in humanity for so long, it's such a dominant structure that it's really very resistant. And so we have these higher capacities. But what the research tells us today is that we're using about 5% of that potential. In fact, I just read a study very recently that shown that a person in any given day will have some type of energy or activity or be using the prefrontal cortex no more than 10%. The average is about 2 to 10% on a given day that you have even anything going on that is in a way living from the frontal cortex. And mm-hmm. that's not high-end type changes. That's not the kind of things the prefrontal cortex is really possible, that it's really possible producing, which we know from research. But that's just simply anything happening up there at all or doing anything from that part of the brain. And so it's an untapped potential, kind of a latent potential that's in humanity. And so and even on our best days, what I'm claiming is that we haven't seen anything yet, that there is a whole, I'll tell you, in fact, it wasn't very long ago that neuroscientists referred to that part of the brain as the silent area. That's literally the name that they gave to the prefrontal cortex. They called it the silent area. Mm-hmm. Because as far as they could tell, there was very little metabolism, there was very little going on, and nothing was happening with that part of the brain. And so what we see is that evolution has provided this emergent new structure that has the potential for us to be in the world in a completely new way, mm-hmm. but yet we haven't figured out how to keep it turned on or energize it or maximize its potential, because that lower brain continues to hijack that potential in all of us 24 hours a day and keep us in some way adapting to the world from those safety type mechanisms as opposed to, you know, growth and thriving and evolution type potentials.
Hmm. So what I love about what you're saying is that you're telling us that we have the possibility, the potential to really experience life in a much more joyful way. Like there's so much available to us that we haven't really like tapped into. Like we really could experience heaven on earth.
Yes, exactly. And that is, in fact, that's what the Heart and Higher Brain Living approach is designed to be, a vehicle to help enough people energize that higher potential, to literally get energy into the higher untapped part of their brain and start to experience more of those high-end human capacities for more of their day. And then then through our system, we help them apply that to all areas of their life, to not just have the profound state change in how you feel, but literally to be able to live from a different perspective, to be able to actualize your goals and create heaven on earth.
I like what you're saying. You know, so many people that I've talked to and some friends have said, you know, I really want this to be my last life. And I'm like, I'm having a lot of fun at this point. You know, I think, you know, it might be fun to come back and do it again once the karma has been cleared off the plate. So
right.
I think this can be, I mean, didn't God come here to have a good time? And didn't he do it through us? I mean, that's my belief. So how do we make the most of this experience? How do we make the most of this? And it seems like you've got some wonderful information and some answers about how we can actualize that potential and that joy, that fun, which is why I think, again, why God decided to incarnate as you and me and humans. So
I agree. And Tammy, to even put this in a little larger perspective, I believe that we're really being called right now. Those of us and you and I and all of the listeners of your show that are the ones that are kind of looking for something more, or rather that know there's more than we've got, we are really the ones, I think, being called to create the new future. And so we've through history, we've seen five major epochs of human civilization that have ranged from archaic to magic to mythic to rational to pluralistic. And now we're on the verge of the potential of this sixth epoch, and that we are, I believe, the ones responsible for creating this next movement of culture and civilization, of literally creating the new human and the new way to be and to live on the planet. Because one of the defining features whenever it's time for a new epoch to emerge is that the one that you're at kind of quits working so well, you know? Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of signs around us now that the political systems and the educational systems and the financial systems and all of this are kind of in a state of chaos or collapse. Mm-hmm. But to me, you know, on one level, that's bad news. But on another level, that's how evolution works, because it's trying to open the space up so we can move forward and create something beyond and something better.
And that's true. You know, it's like we have to experience death to experience rebirth. You can't have rebirth without the collapse of the old.
Yeah. And even to speak on like physics type levels, all systems have to start to destabilize before an emergence can happen, before they can reorganize themselves at higher levels. And so we're in that kind of destabilizing period. But that provides an opening to step through and to move up and to step and to create something greater. And so I believe the creation of this next culture and this next human and this new way of being in the world is really up to us. It's not, evolution isn't a guarantee. You know, the very choices that we make today change the direction evolution takes.
And I think that's true. I think it's true. Are we going to say yes? I think, you know, it says fewer chosen, but I think we're all called, but few choose to take the call.
I agree.
You're taking it. You're saying yes. I know I am. I know Brent Carey is. I know Nate is. I know a lot of our listeners are. Or they wouldn't be hanging out listening to this conversation. But I feel like it is a matter of saying yes, taking responsibility, reaching your hand up and saying, yes, I'm going to go to the next level. I'm ready to do this. And something I like about what you're saying, and you're the third guest in the last 3 weeks that has said this. So I think there's a real important point here that you're making.
We could be onto something.
Yes, we are onto something here. You know, if it's showing up three times, there's something serious going on. Chaos and confusion is a part of up-leveling, going through the last glass ceiling and getting creative, up-leveling in our conscious awareness. We don't go to those higher levels without the chaos and the confusion.
That's right. In fact, Tammy, an interesting thing about the lower brain or lower brain strategies or lower brain ways of adapting to the world is it wants to create sameness. It wants stability.
Yes. Yes.
Because that's sameness equals safety.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. But from that lower brain perspective, if a person does the same thing over and over and over again, and they don't end up getting eaten by a tiger, it feels it was successful.
Yes.
And so you have to have something destabilized, or the lower brain just dominates those patterns over and over and over and over and over again. And that's what we see playing out in, I believe, our culture, in our world, is I love the great Einstein quote that said, you can't solve a problem from the same level of consciousness that created the problem.
Yes.
And so it requires getting into that higher brain before we can solve the problems that are created from the lower brain or from the level of consciousness that they've been created. And so it constantly seeks to keep our lives the same, to keep the culture the same, because there was a reward for that through our survival thousands mm-hmm. of years ago. Mm-hmm. If you walked out of a cave and, you know, you found this little path along this creek and walked through this stickery marsh and cut your legs all up, but ended up getting berries before sundown and coming back that same path and back into that cave around those people you maybe didn't even like, but if you survived and you had food to eat, you'd wake up the next morning and you'd take that same path, and you'd end up over day after day cutting grooves in that path, mm-hmm. going through that same smelly swamp and cutting your legs up, coming back to the same cave with the same people you didn't like over and over and over, because what really mattered was survival.
Simply surviving, procreating, and keeping the species going.
That's right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, so I mean, I find this really interesting the way you're bringing this all together. The lower brain mm-hmm. simply wants us to survive. The higher yep. brain wants us to thrive.
Yes, and the lower brain is not well adapted for the modern world. We've gone past that point where all we need to do is worry about procreating and putting food on our table. There's something more for us now. But those lower brain strategies are so resistant that they play out in the modern world. And that I will even make the bold suggestion that if there is a difference between wherever a person is in their life and where they want to be in any dimension, whether it's in the condition of their physical body, whether it's in their bank account, whether it's in the relationships that they have or the job that they have, if there's a difference between where they are and where they want to be, the reason they're not able to get up to that point is due to the physiology. It's because the lower brain strategies have locked in there. And mm-hmm. this all operates below the conscious threshold. And so you notice people end up, no matter what happens, a year later, 5 years later, in the same relationships, same financial situations, mm-hmm. same condition of their body. All of these things keep running around in circles because the lower brain feel safe like that, because at the end of the day, even if we're broke, even if we're in a bad relationship, etc., if we didn't get eaten by a tiger, the lower brain was successful. And so it will do the same thing over and over and over again.
Mm. So another thing I'm hearing from what you're sharing, what's coming to me, is that the lower brain keeps us in ego, in that place of separation and competition.
Yes, that's definitely a way to language that, is that we
yes.
could say, and I'm always like to kind of define what we mean when we say ego. And I think what you mean and what I would mean too are the negative aspects of ego, the competition, the separation, the fear-based, yes. all of that, of absolutely that we could interchange that What I'm talking about is the physiology of the ego, which is the lower brain.
Fascinating.
Okay,
so
you with me?
In that place, we're not going to have a lot of fun. We're not going to have a great life. And so the other thing that's coming forward for me is like, this could be the issue with some of the midlife crisis stuff that goes on. It's like, okay, I'm surviving, but really, is this all there is?
That's right. We are really the solution. That's really, a lot of people find us because of exactly that question. And again, purpose and passion and meaning are part and parcel to the higher brain. Those are capacities of the prefrontal cortex.
Mm.
And so what I believe has been a missing link in personal growth systems, personal development movements, new thought techniques, spiritual techniques, what's often been a missing technique is the physiology. What's been not well understood is that all of these things have physiological correlates. And so if the physiology doesn't change, if you can't get energy in the part of the brain where you experience purpose and passion and meaning, then you're not going to experience purpose and passion and meaning for very long or apply that to your life. So we have a powerful way of shifting that physiology, which I think is a real missing link.
Yeah, clearly. Well, I'm really excited to explore that some more. We're going to go to break here in a minute, but I have another question before we go to break. Yeah. I want to ask you if the feeling and this, your ebook, you mentioned this in your ebook, the feeling of well-being is meant to be our natural state. Then why is it so hard to attain? Why aren't we already using the higher brain?
Yeah. You want me to address that now, or did you say we were going to break?
We're going to address this and then go to break. So I want,
go ahead
and give me this. I need to know this. If we're really hardwired for this, why isn't it happening? Why is this so hard to attain if it's really meant to be our natural state?
Great question. Two reasons, and they're kind of the same reason, but I'm gonna separate them out a little bit. The one reason we alluded to is that the lower brain strategies are very resilient structures. They are trying to keep us safe. And there's only so much blood flow and energy in the human body. And therefore, if energy is going into the lower brain strategies to protect you, it can't be uploaded into the higher brain structures for you to thrive and evolve and move forward. And so how we usually experience energy in the lower brain, if we feel it, it's experienced as stress. Because stress is the lower hypervigilance or hyperactivity of the lower brain. That's what the stress response is.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason this is all going on right now, again, and it's not really our fault. What I think it is a condition of where we are in the evolutionary process. And so the humans have evolved. In evolutionary terms, we would say quite recently, this prefrontal cortex, this highest, most evolved part of our brain, this part of our brain, again, where we have joy, compassion, where we see the compelling future, where we can take plan and action to create it, where we have love, where we experience abundance and gratitude, purpose, passion, all of this are the prefrontal parts of the brain. But what's happened is that that's evolved in an anatomical way, meaning the structures there, literally, you can do an MRI and see that part of your brain. Now, what you would also see is very little activity there. And so what I'm suggesting is that we have the architecture, okay, the structure, but it's not functionally active. And form and function, meaning the anatomy or the architecture, don't necessarily go together in one-to-one ratios. Let me make a point out of this before it gets too complicated. Let's imagine back, let's say, millions or billions of years ago, at some time, some species on the planet crawled up out of the ocean, and we're pretending it's okay if my my evolutionary theory is off a little bit, but some species crawls out of an ocean or something, and these wings proto-wings bud. There's the sprouting of wings through evolution on this species, let's say. And that
All right,
species,
Dr. Cotton, I hate to interrupt this because I'm getting a real clear visual of what's going on here, but we're going to get a break, and then I want you to come back and share that with me, as well as how we can activate our higher brain and how to get your free ebook. How do we make this happen for ourselves? So we're going to go to break, and then we'll be back with Dr. Michael Cotton to talk about how to live those more joyful, blissful, prosperous lives. So hang on. We'll be right back.
Wild animals face many risks at the hands of humans, but the pervasive and unprecedented destruction of their habitat threatens their very existence. More than 30% of the world's mammals and birds are considered threatened with extinction. We're in the midst of the first great mass extinction to be caused by humans. The only humane solution is land conservation and connecting fragmented wildlife habitats. For more than a decade, the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust has worked with private landowners to protect wildlife by preserving natural habitats and establishing permanent sanctuaries. Creating shelters without walls, the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust takes a unique stand in the National Land Trust community by prohibiting recreational and commercial hunting and trapping on our properties. Those who care deeply about animals must work together to ensure that wildlife will always have the wild places they need to survive and thrive. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or visit wildlifelandtrust.org.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called inventnow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cat stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the inventnow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You're listening to Empower Radio. Now, back to Journey to Center with Dr. Tammy Balashevsky.
Hello, my friends. Thanks for hanging out with us and learning about the higher brain living today. I certainly want to live from my higher brain, Dr. Cotton. And before we went to break, you were getting into a really great story, a great visualization. And I want you to continue with that. And then I have lots more questions.
Yeah. Okay, good. So we were talking about imagining, and the point was is that we have the architecture, the anatomy of the higher brain, but it's not yet functioning. And I was kind of trying to bring up an image of kind of another way to look at that. If we went back millions of years in our evolutionary history, and that at some point, some creature, and it doesn't matter that this is completely accurate, you can still, the reference will make the point, and that out of this ocean crawls this animal, and at some point in this species, wings start to show up. And so there's these proto-wings, these wings that sprout on this species. And so the fact that now there are wings available does not mean that immediately they get flapped and flight is taken. What I am saying is there is often a period of time, a gap in time between when the form shows up, that is the wings show up, and before the function shows up, meaning before they become active and useful. And so the wings could sprout on this species, but if there's predators around, that species may get eaten before that period of time allows for the wings to be flapped, to be figured out how to be used, and for flight to be taken. Mm-hmm. And so we could have had this other species that sprouted these wings, that there weren't predators around or that somehow had avoided them. And over time, they learned to flap these wings and they learned to take flight. And flight conferred a whole new way to be in the world. Okay. And so what I believe, using that as a reference point, what I believe is the prefrontal cortex in the human brain today, that's our wings. And that's the recent emergent in evolution in the human brain that has that same kind of potential for us to take flight. But we haven't yet learned how to start utilizing that part of the brain. And so we're at this interesting point in history where the architecture has shown up, the anatomy is there, but it's not fully functional. Right. And the higher brain living approach is a means to accelerate that. It's as if we, through a higher brain living session, it's as if we take those newly emergent wings and start to gently flap them, and then they learn how to start flying on their own. Okay.
Okay, this is fantastic. I get it. I really get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the big question. How does this happen? How do we activate our higher brains? What do we have to do?
Well, through, and you're asking me about how the higher brain living technique works?
Well, where do I need to go? Who do I need to call? What do I need to do to make this happen for me?
You just happened to be on the phone with the right person, Tammy.
I somehow suspected that might be the case. Give me more. Okay. I'm hungry. Give me more.
So we have five centers around the Midwest, and they're on our website, which is higherbrainliving.com. And you can locate those. One of the things that can happen is you can email any one of the centers and find a facilitator there. If it's in your area, you can pursue care. We also host retreats for this process, both nationally and internationally. The other thing that's going on, the exciting thing that's going on right now, is we are expanding our five facilitators to 150. We're enrolling people in a training program where they can learn to become facilitators of higher brain living. And some of that information will be up on the website very soon. But they can also email me where I can send registration forms for wherever an intro talk is that I'll be doing, where people can learn more about the licensing program. Mm-hmm. But they can email me at drc@higherbrainliving.com. Okay. And if they email me at drc@higherbrainliving.com, I can get them more information if they're interested in the training program and becoming a person that helps change lives and create the new culture through building a successful business that helps energize the higher brain and helps people apply that to all areas of their life. If they're simply looking to experience the care for themselves, then they can go to the website, higherbrainliving.com, and contact one of the facilitators there. There's also a lot of information. In fact, in the next 2 weeks, our website is going through a major upgrade. It's cool now, but it's getting ready to be much better. Yep.
Much cooler, huh?
Yep, much cooler.
Much cooler. We love that. Well, that's my intention in my life. So that's awesome.
Right.
So somebody listening may say, you know, I would love to have my higher brain activated.
Yep.
So that's an option. How long does it take?
Well, the working program, what it is a 22-step program. Mm-hmm. And if a person is, and what I'm going to tell you is kind of the working model for if there's a higher brain living center in your city, which if you're in Chicago or Milwaukee or, you know, if there's a center there, which there are in those markets, in those areas, if you came in to be a client, what would you sign up for would be what we would call the 22-step program. And that is 22 weekly sessions of higher brain living, which a higher brain living or a heart session, we call heart, which is human emergence and rapid transformation. That's the acronym. A heart session is a component of the whole higher brain living model. And through this 22-step program, you would come in and you actually lay on a table, similar to like a massage table, where the trained professional cues pathways in the body. And I won't go into all the details, but these pathways, there's certain crossovers with pathways that we've seen with acupuncture meridians or nadi points in ancient yoga practices. We've looked at this from a very modern scientific perspective and discovered that certain of these areas are rich in microtubules and microfilaments, which are crystalline-like structures that actually transmit energy or electricity. And we found ways to sequence these pathways that cause an energy release that moves into the prefrontal cortex. We've actually even been able to show some of this on EEG study. Mm-hmm. And as the energy builds in the prefrontal cortex through these 45-minute long sessions, what happens is the brain starts to create this feedback mechanism where it starts to self-energize, like we've gently nudged those wings, and those wings are now starting to flap. Mm-hmm. And so there's literally a movement of energy into the higher brain. And over these 22 sessions, over this program, we get a whole complete shift in center of gravity where the person goes from lower brain dominance into higher brain dominance. Mm-hmm. And the system is also designed not just to change the physiology, not just to get energy into the higher brain, but to help a person live and create that fearlessly authentic life that they're capable of. And so we have ways for them to literally create new maps of where they're going in the world, new maps of their life, discover what it is that brings them purpose and passion, all from mm-hmm. this higher brain energy, and then ways for them to actually apply that. So what we expect through this 22-step program is complete and radical transformation, not just that a person feels a little better wherever they are in their life, but that they create a new life that's beyond anything they could have ever conceived of, that's sustainable, and that is growth-oriented, and that there's no ceiling for who they can become. And so the standard model is a 22-step program. We have people that come in from out of town for sessions, for going through the program. There's different ways to modify that. If they stay in a city for 2 or 3 days, or they come for a week, or there's ways to modify that program. But if you live near a center, people come weekly. And then the other option are the retreats that we host, which is like a real concentration of the process into anywhere from 2 to 7 days.
Okay, you bring up a really good point. I have a listener online in Norway, and he's mm-hmm. saying this is all very interesting, but he lives in Norway. So he's not going to be able to fly to Chicago for, you know, every week for 22 weeks. So how would he go about activating his higher brain?
Yeah, and honestly, through our process, that is a little bit of a challenge. And so what we're doing is dancing as fast as we can right now, because we will be training internationally. Mm-hmm. We are launching 150 facilitators and many centers by this summer across the U.S. We're going to be training 1,000 people next year, and we're going to be moving this into internationally. And so the best way for him to be able to do it now is to come on retreat with us wherever we are mm-hmm. for a 5 or 6 day retreat. That will that provides a profound shift in a much more concentrated like setting, without, like you said, having to fly to Chicago every week.
Right. So, and the retreats, are they on a schedule on your site? Is that available on your website?
There's information on the site. We will be we have a new retreat that's going to be up on there within a couple of weeks. But there's a retreat mm-hmm. page that's on the site right now, and also a request for more information that a person can fill out, and we'll send them updates.
Yeah, and you also have Awaken Higher Brain Living, the full story, an ebook available on your website. So can you tell people how they could get a copy of that and find out about your schedule?
Thank you, Tammy. I was supposed to mention that and I forgot.
That's why I'm here to remind you.
Yeah. They can go to higherbrainliving.com, which is the website, and there's a link called The Full Story. It's an ebook, PDF ebook, that is about the higher brain living process. It's about 20 pages long, and it's more detailed information. And people can also email me at brc@higherbrainliving.com, and I can provide them more information about retreats or about training or about centers or this type of thing. And so we're kind of
I'm interested in knowing about that. That's exciting. Because what you're saying is somebody can go get activated, and then they maybe if they're looking for a meaningful profession where they can make money doing something that's uplifting and empowering, that's something that they can explore, that's an option as well.
Yes, you better believe it. There's actually a licensing, two license, a standard and an advanced licensing model that we teach the technique through. The advanced licensing model, we even help people open their own center, complete with every single aspect of running the business, of communicating with their clients. We've successfully reproduced this in different markets, and we have it in a very, very tight training program. My vision right now is to create a vehicle to help usher in this sixth epoch of human civilization. That's what I get up in the morning for. That's what I'm working very, very hard to do. And so because of the levels of success, the transformative changes within our clients that have been happening, we've literally cataloged thousands and thousands of sessions and surveys, and it's just off the charts for the types of life changes that people have. And so it became very apparent that this was a lot bigger than me or the handful of people that can do it.
Right.
We've really got to get this into the world. And so we are both, we both have an opening to serve people that may be listening to say, oh, I want this for myself, that I want to come. And if I'm not near a center, I want to come on retreat, which is an excellent way to receive the process.
So they might see me there because I'm really excited about learning more about this. I do feel like my higher brain is starting to kind of snap and crackle and pop. But, if this can support me and go into the next level, that's absolutely what I'm about. That is absolutely my intention. So I just want to mention, if anybody's listening to this, the links to his website and this information is also going to be available on my page on Empower Radio. So if you're interested, but you're driving and you're not able to take notes, you can go to my page on Empower Radio Journey to Center, and Dr. Cotton's information and links are going to be there. So Dr. Cotton, I have to know, what kind of changes do you see in people? How do they change? How do their lives change? What does this feel like to go through this experience?
Yeah,
what
great.
Would that look like?
Yeah, and we have basically, and I'm going to very broadly categorize the people that come into this now. So we have people that come into our process because something is really off in their life, because they have been diagnosed with depression, or they just
chaos
went through
and confusion.
Or they went through a terrible breakup and have gone through a divorce, or lost someone, had a death in their family, or some type of significant life change or challenge that's just kind of basically left them with, I don't know where to turn and what to do.
Rudderless.
And so, so those people come into our practice, or they're just really, it's just like, I'm just stressed. I'm overwhelmed in my life. I've got, I'm dropping kids off here and I'm working two jobs and I'm just running around point A to point B to point C. And I don't even know why I'm doing it at the end of the day, And so it's just the stress, the overload, the overwhelm, is just more than I can take. And so people come into our center for those reasons. And the solution to all of those challenges is getting in the higher brain. In fact, from the higher brain, the higher brain can't even see problems. All it can see is solutions and opportunities. Mm. What's a problem to the lower brain is an opportunity to the higher brain.
Nice.
Even if you don't like a life circumstance, it still presents an opening to become something better than you could have been without it. And so we help people shift out of that stress lower brain into that higher brain, and then help them process the world in a different way, help them discover what their gifts are, help them make changes in if their finances are breaking down, if they're having trouble in their relationships, if their mental, if they're not feeling well, or they're blue, or they're gloomy or depressed feeling, we help get into the higher brain where all of their solutions reside. And so the people that come in with that, they usually feel very quickly that stress response just dissipates through the session. It just releases out of their body, and they feel this lightness and this clarity. And then we help them start to apply that to their life, start to use that higher brain energy, create a map and a strategy to change their finances, to change the terrible state that they feel, to change the condition of their physical body, or change their relationships, literally a way for them to turn that higher brain on and make change in all of those areas. And they, what they become are stress-free, happy, joyful, productive, purposeful people. And so the other group that comes in is very much like what you just described yourself as, Tammy, which count me in that group, is saying, hey, I am doing good. I spent 3 decades pursuing personal growth. I'm speaking about me personally, pursuing personal growth and transformation and learning about this stuff and working on myself. And I feel like I'm at the top of my game. But you know what I say to someone like that? What I would say to you when you came in, Tammy, I would say...
What would you tell me? What would you say?
Well, this is what I would tell you. I would say, Tammy, you are awesome, but you ain't seen nothing yet.
You know, I say that all the time. My life is better than it's ever been, but I feel the best is still yet to come.
Yes, and that is evolution. If we really frame ourselves in that evolutionary perspective, then we're never completely done. There's all, tomorrow can always be something greater than today was. Mm-hmm. And so this is designed to also take someone like you or me and go, the whole reason I'm coming into higher brain living is because I'm at the front of the train, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is a process that will catalyze my growth and evolution in the most amazing ways until that fearlessly authentic self steps forward in me, and then there's just no stopping it. And it's living that life of purpose and passion, not as an idea or a concept, but a lived experience that every day we get up and our feet hit the ground, that we know where we're going.
I love that. So, you know, there seems to be a lot of different types of teachers and healers and uplifters. And I would love to know, Dr. Cotton, how your program, what you're doing, how is it different from anything else out there that's available?
Two things. And honestly, if I just had to boil it down to one thing, I would say the physiology. Okay. And that, in fact, that is one of the things we say, is there are a lot of really great maps and models and theories and concepts and ideas. But if you do an extensive review of the literature, you'll find that not very often do adult humans really transform. And what I mean is vertical growth, not just getting better wherever you are, not just being able to pay the bills or seeing a counselor and being able to survive your marriage, or I'm talking about transformation, vertical movement, okay? And so from developmental psychology perspectives, we know a lot about what these higher stages of human growth look like, but we have never known a lot about how to bring them about in people that were seeking them. And so many of these techniques have had pieces of the puzzle, but I believe one of the biggest missing pieces in all of them is creating the right brain change, the brain state, getting energy into the part of the brain designed to make change and create that future, that physiological component has been largely missing. And to you use the meditation as an example, which I'm a proponent of meditation. In fact, it's one of the cool things about higher brain living, is that it doesn't really compete with anything, because you can engage that higher brain and introduce anything that's productive in your life, if you turn on that higher brain and then meditate, your meditation is much more powerful, okay? Mm-hmm. So we're not trying to eliminate these other things. What we're saying is that if we can get that physiological component in the picture, we change the rules of the game. We get quantum or nonlinear responses. And so getting energy into the right part of the brain is paramount. And meditation, for instance, it takes years and years and years and years and years of devoted meditation practice before you really get physiological change.
Okay, you bring up a really good point, because this is me. You know, I meditate, and if I don't, my life doesn't work. It really boils down to that. When I meditate, my life works. When I don't, it doesn't. So are you saying this could support me and not having to be as diligent with my meditation practice?
Well, there's two ways I can answer that. One of them is that through really getting energy into that higher brain, you may actually discover that you want to meditate and want to meditate more, because the results are exponentially more powerful and profound than they ever were before. So it may not necessarily make you do or want to do less. In fact, what we see is that people often start doing more wellness, growth-oriented type services because they're getting much greater results from them than they ever were. But everything is catalyzed in a way that it happens much, much more rapidly. There are studies showing that that they've been able to measure the brains of Tibetan meditators, for instance, that were, have you heard of these? Richard Davidson at the University of Wisconsin has a lab with like 20 PhDs that basically study the brain changes that happen in advanced emotional states and advanced states of consciousness. And they've done studies for
this.
The Dalai Lama actually handpicked Tibetan meditators that were like the Olympians of Tibetan meditation, that he could say these people can enter into these advanced, you know, samadhi-like states of consciousness, that these are the ones within our tradition that have this capacity, and many don't, you know, and that when they included these people into the study and measured their brain changes, they found consistently the major player, prefrontal cortex, that when they're getting into these profound states of consciousness, that the prefrontal cortex is getting energy. We now know that today. And so they have actually done numerous ones of these studies, but when they included the people into the groups, what they found was for these people that were attaining these states through Tibetan meditation practices had an average of 30 years of meditation practice for an average of 4 hours a day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now,
who has the time?
how practical is that in the modern world, right?
Right.
And so what I'm suggesting is the reason it takes so long is because the physiological piece is missing. If we can first energize the right part of the brain, then we can fast track everything.
So that's what you offer.
Yes.
That's very exciting. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be looking into this. I think it could be really compelling. Can you give us, we only have a couple minutes left here. Can you give us some locations of some of these retreats that might be coming up?
Yes, there will be one coming up in Costa Rica that will be announced. That's the next one that will be on our list. And that will be announced in the next 2 or 3 weeks. But if anyone wants advanced, in fact, you're the very first. Many people on my team have not even heard this yet.
I like being on the forefront.
You really are on the very front of this
cutting
one.
Cutting edge here, yes.
Yes, the cutting edge here. We consistently do them often in Mexico. We had a couple last year in Mexico, but we do have one that will be coming up in Costa Rica. It will be up on the website in the next 2 to 3 weeks. But if anyone wants advanced information about that, they can email me at drc@higherbrainliving.com.
That's very exciting. I just feel like
an amazing experience.
Yeah, you're totally talking my language, and I'm excited about continuing to up-level and go to those higher levels of consciousness and experiencing heaven on earth myself. So you're sparking a lot of interest and excitement in me, and I know you are for my listeners as well. So, Dr. Cotton, I feel like I just want to keep talking to you. So, you know, we're gonna close the show down here, but I want you to hang on the line with me because I have more questions. Okay. I just have to ask you. And again, yep. if you are listening to the show and are interested, Dr. Cotton, please give your website out one more time.
Okay, it is D. I'm sorry, that's my email address. My website is higherbrainliving.com. That's higherbrainliving.com.
Yes, and you can go on there and get his free book, and there's some wonderful information that I was looking around on there and enjoying. So to my listeners, I'm just so grateful that you've spent some of your day, some of your time here with us on Empower Radio, and I hope you got some value out of this. I know I did. And if you have questions, I would love to hear from you. If you would like to be featured on the show or know somebody that you think is empowering and uplifting and educational and inspirational, please put me in touch with them. My intention is to really connect with those that want to continue to scale this mountain of consciousness and doing it together, joyfully, gracefully, easily, with a lot of celebration. So just thanks again for hanging out with us. Take good care of yourself. Thank you, Brent Carey. Thank you, Nate. Thank you, Dr. Cotton. Thank you, listeners. And I'm looking forward to hopefully connecting with you again in the very near future. You're my heart. You're my prayers. Onward and upward. Bye for now.